Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Well, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and just click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your own letter right here live. This one right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, okay? So that's what we can
let's
do.
Let's go. Buckle up. Submit. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. This one says, the subject, my wife is way too relaxed now. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 24 years, and my marriage started out great. My wife was beautiful and kept herself up, and that was what attracted me to her. We started a business together after we got married, and it was hugely successful, mostly because of my wife's sacrifices. She started putting the business in front of our family, and she neglected a lot of her responsibilities to me and her children as the years went by. My wife also failed to be intimate with me, and we went for almost a year without sex. I should say that she went a year without sex because I ended up getting my needs met by another woman, which resulted in me having an outside child. This shook my wife to the core, and it was a wake-up call for her, temporarily. She vowed to be more present with me and make sex a priority. Well, now that she has changed her schedule and is paying more attention to me, she has really started to let herself go. She is home for most of the day now, and when I get home, she's still in her pajamas, which aren't very sexy, and she hasn't done her hair or showered some days. She does not clean up often, and she rarely cooks. We will be watching TV and a sexy woman will come on the screen and she will look over at me to see my reaction. And sometimes she comments, there's your type of girl or of woman right there. I don't know what's going on with her, but she's way too relaxed. And I feel like I'm married to one of my buddies. I want my sexy, ambitious wife back, but I do feel a certain amount of guilt for turning her into someone different. How can I fix my marriage and get my wife back to normal? Help me. Well, I'm glad you said that you feel a certain amount of guilt, because you should feel a certain amount of guilt, Mr. Selfish, because you just talk about, you know, the things your wife doesn't do for you in this letter. I don't see anywhere in here where you, you know, feel what your wife has gone through. You mentioned the word sacrifice, but what she has put into building your business and making it successful. You said it was hugely because of her. I mean, you know, it's, you wrote the letter from how it makes you feel, and that's just a selfish way to look at this. And yes, take a lot of responsibility and guilt for changing your wife in this situation. You had an outside child. I mean, come on, really? I mean, to me, your wife needs to get back to work. She was in her element when she was building the business and making those kind of sacrifices. She had purpose. She had a reason to live. She was thriving. You know, she was being herself. She was doing what she loved. I think the issue here is, besides you, is your wife didn't have a balance. You know, there are a lot of working women who keep it together and do all those things, you know, and still have sex with their husbands. But your wife seems like an all or nothing person. She put all she had into the business, building the business. And then, you know, when she came home, she didn't have a lot to give, I suppose. So, you know, those were two extremes. So her sweet spot needs to be, you know, finding that balance where she can work and do her thing, because she's got to work, because that gives her life, that gives her energy. She loves doing that. That's where she can be who she is. And then, you know, trying to make your marriage work. But it's not a problem just for your wife. You have a lot to do with this situation. It doesn't even seem like you were really helping her in the business that much. You know, you said it was mostly because of her. I keep saying that, because of her sacrifices. What did you do? What did you sacrifice? You know, can you cook? Can you clean? Can you hire somebody to do these things? I mean, it sounds like your wife was doing everything and you're just sitting back being critical of what she's not doing for you. So, you know, if you want this marriage to work, I think you're going to have to make some sacrifices now. That's what I think. You need to make some sacrifices and let your wife know how much you appreciate her and the things that she did for the business and for this marriage. I mean, she's only one person. She can't do it all. Steve?
Here's the problem.
I'm a little upset with this guy.
You know, you've been married 24 years. No marriage is the same after 24 years. Same thing it took to get your baby hooked is going to take the same thing to keep her. Somebody stopped doing something, and I think it was both of y'all. My wife was beautiful and kept herself up, and that's what attracted me. We started a business together after we got married, and it was hugely successful, mostly because of my wife's sacrifices. Did you hear what you just typed? You all started a business together, and it was hugely successful, and you said mostly because of my wife's sacrifices, meaning she gave up and put in the most to make the business work. She started putting the business in front of our family, and she neglected a lot of her responsibility to me and our children over the years as it went by. Oh, okay. So now you're building a case for writing the letter. You said she sacrificed to hugely build the business, which means she did more than you. And then you say she started putting the business in front of your family and neglected a lot of her responsibility to me and our children. Now, you want the business built? You want the money? That sounds like something a man would say to a woman. Now, you want me to build this business, bring this money home, feed you, have these groceries up in here? You want me sitting around the house watching TV with you? Oh, but you got the script flipped on you. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what else is wrong.
All right, Steve. Thank you. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject: my wife is way too relaxed now. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my wife is way too relaxed now.
Well, she's relaxed because you and your wife been married 24 years. Ain't nothing the same after 24 years. My wife was beautiful and kept herself up, and this is what attracted me to her. Now, let me make a statement, sir. I promise you, you don't look like you did 24 years ago. I give you my word on that. I promise you, you don't look just like you did 24 years ago. We started a business together. We got married. It was hugely successful, mostly because of my wife's sacrifices. Okay, so you admitted that your wife gave up the most and did the most. It was her success, her sacrifices that made the business huge. She started putting it. Now, here where you start building the case for writing the letter. See, I know when men make a turn. She started putting the business in front of our family, and she neglected a lot of her responsibilities to me and our children as the years went by. Really, dog. Now, you want the business, you want the successful life, or you want her at the home cooking and taking kids to soccer practice and banging you till you just sitting over there like a dish rag. Well, partner, my wife also failed to be intimate with me, and we went for almost a year without sex. Hold up, dog. If you don't go a year without having sex without your wife, that ain't just your wife's fault. Dog. That ain't your wife's fault. I can promise you, man, that you done did something, man. You done did something, dog, not to move the sexy needle in your house. You've been sitting around pouting, but you say for about a year. And then you said, hold on, because this how I know that it got tricky. I should say that she went a year without sex because I ended up getting my needs met by another woman. Okay, excuse me. So it was a year. It wasn't a year before you started having sex. It was earlier because you say, me and my wife went a year without having sex. I should say she went a year. Because you been started seeing this other chick, dog. You did that before the year was up, but you ain't think Uncle Steve was going to spot that in the letter. Because I ended up having my needs met by another woman, which resulted in me having an outside child. Oh, you stupid, dog. Oh, you stupid. You out there naked and ain't got no raincoat on? Is you tripping, man? Now when you did have the sex after a year, you done put your wife's health at risk. Oh, man, this ain't looking good. You shouldn't have wrote me, dog. This shook my wife to the core, and it was a wake-up call for her. What? Wait a minute, hold up, dog. What did you say? This shook my wife to the core. You crushed her. Yeah. And it was a wake-up call for her. Like, nah, that's what you get. What? Dog, you stupid, man. You've been married 24 years, and this what you didn't learn? You stupid.
Very.
In the wake-up call for her temporarily, she vowed to be more present with me and make sex a priority. Oh, all this was because of her. Dog, are you for real? Are you for real, man? Well, now that she has changed her schedule and is paying more attention to me, she has really started to let herself go. She is home most of the time of the day now, and when I get home, she's still in her pajamas, which ain't very sexy. She ain't done her hair or showered some days. She does not clean up often, and she rarely cooks. We'll be watching TV. Hold up, dog. You crushed a woman. You crushed her, man. You took her spirit. You cheated on her. After she sacrificed and built y'all's business, then you made that sacrifice the reason she neglected you, the children, and the family, and which made that the reason that you went out and got the other chick, which is the reason you had another baby. And then when she tried to still hold the marriage together, she was crushed. So that's now it, she at the house where you want her. But now you talking about she don't shower someday. She crushed, man. She don't clean up often and she rarely cooks. We'll be watching TV and a sexy woman will crawl across the screen. She look over at me and see my reaction and sometimes comments. That's your type of woman right there. Yeah, you know why? Because she waiting on you to do it again. She wait. So now, hold up. So now this is what I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet now that she at home and won't cook and clean, you done probably got another chick.
Wow.
And that's her fault too, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's her fault because she got her pajamas on. But you know why she got her pajamas on and at the house all day? Because you crushed her. dudes kill me, man. After we do something to a woman, then we don't understand her reaction. Now she's sitting up looking at, talking about, that's probably your woman too. But she, and I know what's, I don't know what's going on with her. You don't know what's going on with her. Hey,
yeah, baby,
you caused
crushed
it.
Her. You took her dreams from her. She built the business and sacrificed for her and her family and found out you don't want her to have another baby. So if you don't want me, what I'm getting sexy for? And y'all still ain't having sex because you screwing somebody else, partner. I don't know what's going on with her, but she way too relaxed. And I feel like I'm married to one of my buddies. I want my sexy, ambitious wife back. She probably want her sexy, ambitious husband back. Remember, you didn't sacrifice for the business. So now she got some low-level, low-ass ambition playboy sitting at her house. She probably want the husband back she thought she had. Hey, man, you shouldn't have wrote me, dog. You really shouldn't have, dog.
We got to go. Thank you, Steve. You can leave your comments on today's letter at Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, we'll have more relationship questions for you. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.